What it is, my sister and my wife and about 100 people have been seeing what they call UFOs at a place called Lake Martin. It's at Alexandria City, Alabama.
Okay.
And who am I? They gave me this number, but they didn't tell me what it was for.
This is the National UFO Reporting Center.
Is this a government office?
No, it's a private scientific agency.
So it's not the MUFON or whatever?
No.
Is it a branch of the government?
No, it's private.
It's private?
Yes.
Oh, but you don't, you can't tell me what the name of it is?
It's the National UFO Reporting Center.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is this one of the numbers like Chuck Carter has on his program or anything like that?
No, I've never heard of him, but we cover all of North America. It's the Center for Reporting UFO Activity.
Okay. In your opinion, what are these people seeing up here? I haven't seen anything. But they say it's round, dish-shaped objects.
I don't know. No one has called here about it.
Oh, really?
We haven't had any reports.
Yeah. And where are y'all located?
We're in Washington.
Oh, in Washington, D.C. I don't know. I don't know what they're seeing. That's, Stanley Field said it could be airplanes flying over.
Uh-huh.
But I told my wife that I would call and try to find out, you know, see what it was.
Has your wife seen them?
They claim that they did.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
And you know how women are. So I told her to take 2 hours to go to bed, you know, but she about, you know, aggravate the piss out of me. Just anyway, they gave me this number to call. I didn't know what it was, and I've heard about this Chuck Carter man. I don't know who he is. And I've been seeing this stuff on television, and they give a number to call, and I thought maybe that was the number. But this is not a branch of the government.
No, this is private.
Private.
Mm-hmm.
But you are in Washington, D.C.?
No, we're in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, in Seattle, Washington?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't know if I ought to be talking to a government agency or not.
No, we have nothing to do with the government.
Yeah. But you have never received any reports from Alabama?
No, we haven't heard anything. We heard a bit on the news the other day about something going on down there, but no one has called here.
Okay, what did you hear about the goats being cut up?
Right.
Did you hear about the cattle being cut up?
Yeah, it was on CNN.
Okay, I saw the UFOs, if you're not a government agency. So, and about 100 more people saw them up here.
Is this something that's being seen high in the sky or fairly close?
Very close. They're coming out of the water. You want me to explain part of it to you?
Sure.
And you sure you're not a government agency?
No, we have nothing to do with the government.
Okay. Seattle, Washington. Do you have anything to do with Chuck Carter?
No, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. They got a national MUFON agency. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes, we've heard of them.
How do you stand with those people?
No, they're pretty much down to earth.
Yeah. Do y'all have any scientists up there?
No, we don't have scientists here at this organization, but the MUFON does.
Yeah, I done talked to 2 quantum physicists, and I think they're going to try to register the energy level up there. But what do you think about the cattle mutilations and the goat mutilations and all that stuff?
Well, of course, this cattle mutilation or animal mutilations have been going on for decades.
Yeah, for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And you have no opinion whatsoever on UFOs or anything else?
No, just that they obviously exist or so many people wouldn't be seeing them around the world.
Yeah, do y'all do an investigation work on the owning?
It depends on the nature of the cases, but for the best ones, investigations are conducted, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is, but I saw one. There's hundreds of people up there at that lake saw it, and they have a power generating. It was the largest man-made lake in the world. They built one in... what it is, it's mostly a retirement place, you know, lake homes.
Yes.
And It's a used to produce 90% of the electricity that powered Atlanta, Georgia. That's how much electricity is up there, and these objects get close to that generating that the dam that generates the power.
Yes.
Okay. This lake is at some points 300 and 400 feet deep, and they claim that these things have come out of the water. And I did see one. And there's hundreds of people up there that have seen them. But, you know, I don't know what to do about either. I'm trying like everybody else. I don't know what they are, you know.
What was the name of that lake?
Lake Martin.
Okay.
You need the name of the city that it's close to?
Yes.
Alexandra City.
Okay.
In Alabama.
Okay.
And the name of the lake is Lake Martin.
Okay.
It was built and it was finished in 1932. It's got 750 miles of shoreline.
Now, does this activity all seem to be concentrated around that lake?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes. And it's going, it's getting more and more and more. I don't know why. You know, You know, like I said, I don't know anything about a UFO. It's just, there's hundreds of people. They called in to a radio station down here in Montgomery, Alabama, and
yes.
Reported it. And you know, they don't know what to do about it either. You know, I don't know what to do about it. But and I don't know what they're doing at that lake. You know.
Yes.
The only thing I do know is about the lake that it. It's one of the largest electrical generating power plants in the world. You know, it turns out a lot of electricity. So I don't know if that would have anything to do with the UFOs or I don't know.
Okay, why don't you leave your name and phone number? If we get any more information on what's happening, we'll get back to you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to unlock other people. I don't know if I want to get involved. You know, I've heard about people going to jail over this kind of stuff, you know, and I don't know if I'd want to go to jail. I heard on the radio people get locked up and everything else, you know. I think maybe that's why people don't report seeing them.
Uh-huh. Well, we sure appreciate the call anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And, nobody else has called, huh?
No.
Okay, well, I sure do appreciate talking to you. Should I call you back or anything?
Anytime you want, sure. If you hear of anything important, we'd like to know about it.
Yeah, if I just knew that you weren't part of the government and I wouldn't go to jail, you know, I might give you my name and my phone number, you know. But.
Well, we're not part of the government, I'll guarantee you that. We have nothing to do with them.
Yeah. If I can get some pictures of these things, should I send them to you? Or?
Yes. Yes, very definitely.
Okay, we went out and bought a camcorder today. And is it true that people have went to jail and all this kind of stuff by reporting UFOs?
I've never heard of that.
You know,
I've been in this since 1955, and I've never heard of anything like that.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Why did I? Huh. I just watched this television, and people on television, I believe the program was named Sighting. And on the program Sightings, they said that they had been interrogated by the Army and everything else, you know.
You know, up until 1969, the government was very much involved, but they got out of it in 69, and I don't know whether they're involved anymore or not. I don't think so. I've never heard of any involvement since then.
Yeah, and like I say, I did hear about the goat mutilations. It happened this week, and the cattle mutilations was about 2 weeks ago. And the UFOs hang around up there regularly. And I've talked to people that have, I went out and talked to other people, and they have been seeing them up there for 50 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And what happened, I bought a house up there, you know, retirement home. Retired police officer, you know. And I bought a retirement home, and I didn't know all this crap. I might just, you know, sell it. I don't know if I want to be up there. You know, they say they, what is it? They abduct people and all that kind of stuff. But if I should get some pictures of it, where should I send them to?
spot.
Well, just give us a call, and then we'll give you an address.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, and we appreciate your calling.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.